only.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I...
Hey, Kerry, can you put another one right under there from John Calvin? Every evil will follow that are consecrated to God. You can play that out a little bit longer there, guys. Got lots to talk about. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. And if you'd like to check us out online, you can do that. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. You can go to Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio, see the downloads, the videos, the referrals, and the such. That's on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio. If you'd like to follow me on my Facebook page, personal and or my fan page, you could check that out as well. Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean on Facebook. And you can follow me on my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 on my Twitter account. Folks, phone lines are accessible, 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. Got some referrals real quick for you. Bradley, you rock, brother. Jake rocks also. Tom in Florida. I think that comes directly from the other guy. He's got to make sure that his name is in there as well. Bradley, you rock, brother. Jake rocks also. Well, Tom, you rock, mister who lives in Florida. Thank you. We appreciate that. Facebook, Melinda, she said, thank you for the invite. I love that we are all fighting for the same things in life. Our Bible is the best for how we all should live. I just love this page. So she loves our Facebook page, Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. There's another one, Kim from last week in Des Moines, Iowa. She said, I was truly inspired last night at the Tea Party event at the Machine Shed in Iowa. We all must keep up the fight for our liberty, of course. What is the price of liberty? Eternal vigilance. She goes on, there is so much work to do, and we need more voices like yours. Yeah? Okay. Remember, friends, a man of conscience can never be a leader of consensus. Because a man of conscience is actually a molder of consensus. Okay? That's a real leader. So, thought I'd share that with you. One more thing, the Morning Zone with David Chafin, just did that. Cool guys. Eric Strauss show, I was on him, actually on his radio show in, what was it, New Mexico. And we had another show host in Missouri. I shared a little of this with you yesterday. And we were actually having a conversation in 17 different states at the same time. That was a cool show. Eric Strauss is a very cool guy, too, by the way. And we were with Fatback Nation. That must have been in St. Louis, Missouri. Oh, cool. All right. And then yesterday I was with Dr. Gina Loudon, Politichix. If you guys don't know who she is, you might want to check her out. Dr. Gina Loudon on Politichix. Cool lady. Actually did a couple events with her in San Diego, California. And then we went to another tea party. Folks, usually what happens when we go somewhere, I think I shared this with you last week, but... Literally, we flew all the way to Florida. We drove for a couple hours, and then I looked at Jake, and I said, where are we going now? What's next? Who am I talking to? It literally happens that way. If you remember right, we just got back from North Carolina, South Carolina, and then we got back from Florida, and then Iowa right after that. So in saying that, Dr. Gina Loudon, she's a cool lady. She really is a cool lady. She looks like a rocker mama. And you know what won Dr. Gina Loudon, at least as far as I was concerned with it, is what really won me over to Dr. Gina Loudon is she actually adopted a special needs student, or I'm sorry, a child, and I thought that was very cool. She won me when she did that because it shows heart when people can actually stand up and live for others, and that's exactly what it takes. It takes a real mom to do something like that, and that's exactly what Gina Loudon did. The doctor part, I don't know why she has that on there, because when you see doctor right before someone's name, you always think, are they older? Well, she's not older. She looks like some young politichicks is exactly what she looks like. I got to talk to Gina about that and say, take the doctor off there because you're too young for doctor. Or maybe that's, I don't know, maybe she's taking it the other way around. Maybe it's a cool thing to actually have doctor on there. Each their own, to each their own. Yesterday we were talking about diplomacy. Ben Franklin rightly called it seduction in another guise, of course. Diplomacy, the word means form of negotiations, or negotiations, yes, and or compromise. And compromise is two men agreeing on what they both know is wrong. Compromise, again, is two men agreeing on what they both know is wrong. Well, how do we know it's right? Because we have a reference to God and our Constitution. What did President James Buchanan say? He said, heaven and the Constitution are the only secure things, the only stable things. He's exactly right. And I got 15,000 things right in front of me right now. I'm just trying to figure out what it is that we're going to talk about. And I know what we're going to talk about, I guess, so I can just kind of go with that. The known propensity of a democracy is to licentiousness, which the ignorant believe to be liberty. Now, friends, right before we take this break, I'm just going to lay this out for you real quick. The known propensity of a democracy is to licentiousness, which the ignorant believe to be liberty. You know what? Speaking of this, isn't it interesting, friends, that if you tell a lie big enough and keep repeating it, people will eventually come to believe it? That came directly from the devil's mouth, Hitler's regime. If you tell a lie big enough and keep repeating it, people will eventually come to believe that. Did you folks know that they are actually trying to get George Zimmerman to be a white man? They're actually trying to get the people to believe that he's actually a white man. Folks, he's a registered Democrat. His name is Zimmerman. His parents are Hispanic. They're trying to make him out to be white. Remember what I said? If you tell a lie big enough and long enough, people are going to believe it. Just keep repeating it. Folks, he's not a white dude. See, what they're trying to do is they're trying to create racial wars, just like they did with Rodney King back in the 90s, the L.A. riots. Just like the O.J. Simpson, remember what I told you before, friends? CNN had a camera for a white response and a camera for a black response. Why would somebody do that unless, in fact, they were trying to incite domestic insurrection? And guess what people are trying to figure out? What's going to happen if Zimmerman is exonerated? Well, what happens if he's guilty? Oh, I heard the Black Panthers, if they're already getting prepared that if he's exonerated, then we're going to have riots in the street. Really? Well, that's criminal. Not a First Amendment right to riot, to burn buildings down and the such. We'll come right back with this licentiousness right after this break. Bradley, Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
The Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I want to ask you if you can spell the word shop out loud for me.
S-H-O-P.
Okay, what do you do when you come to a green light?
Stop.
Luann.
Oh, man.
Okay, is it proper English to say egg yolks are white or egg yolks is white?
Egg yolks are white. Egg yolks.
Egg.
You are making this fun, Luann.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Phone lines are accessible. 1-877-807-9977. Folks, John Calvin rightly said, all whom the Lord hath chosen and received into the society of his saints ought to prepare themselves for a life that is hard, difficult, laborious, and full of countless griefs. Wow. True that. We could just talk to Paul, the man that wrote two-thirds of the New Testament. I guess he understood that if you read the 12th chapter of 2 Corinthians. Pretty crazy stuff. I guess the Lord said to him, and he did. He said, when I'm weakest, then the Lord's strongest. You go to 2 Corinthians 13:4, he starts talking about how we're crucified through weakness. Absolutely incredible. Right before the break, we were talking about if you tell a lie big enough and keep repeating it, people will eventually come to believe it. That came from the devil's mouth, Hitler's regime. And it's true, because I was talking about Mr. George Zimmerman. For those that did not know, there's a lot of points that would exonerate Zimmerman concerning the Trayvon Martin case. And by the way, what you get repeatedly, friends, through the state-run media who are attempting to divide the American people by race, which does not belong to this generation, by the way, is the fact that you continuously are inundated with the picture of little Trayvon Martin, not the man Trayvon Martin. Tattoos all over himself. Busted for thievery, drug use. Suspension. You hear none of this stuff, friends. Because if you tell a lie big enough and keep repeating it, people eventually come to believe it. They're trying to get the American people to believe that Zimmerman is a white man, when in fact he is not. And why would they spend so much time trying to get you to believe that he's white? What does that have to do with anything? You know, Trotsky from the 30s said that the word racist came about under Stalin's regime only to browbeat dissenters. And who's the state-run media browbeating? Anybody that doesn't agree with them. Now, when this case first came to the light after Trayvon Martin was killed, Zimmerman wasn't under investigation. He defended himself. He feared for his own life. But now look where we're at. We'll get into that in just a little bit. Let me get back to this. Fisher Ames, architect of the First Amendment, he said, the known propensity of a democracy is to licentiousness, which the ignorant believe to be liberty. The known propensity of a democracy is to licentiousness, which the ignorant believe to be liberty. Friends, do you have the right to break the law? No, you don't. We don't have the right to break the law because the right giver didn't give us the right to break his law. Let's go back to Zimmerman real quick. This will tie in. In the light of the George Zimmerman trial, many people are watching the media circus fabricate its next deception. Well, the media is attempting to divide America through racial wars that belong not to this generation, as said previously. They have been exposed time and time again for their outright lies concerning this case. If it is not MSNBC omitting portions of Zimmerman's 911 call, or jurors proclaiming that the media showing only pictures of an innocent little black boy has deceived them, then it's prosecutors who are withholding evidence that would exonerate Zimmerman. Yes, you heard me right, friends. Prosecutors are now going to be charged, friends, that have been pulled out of the limelight, who withheld evidence that would exonerate Zimmerman. The media web spun? Of course. Remember what I said, if you tell a lie big enough and keep repeating it, people will eventually come to believe it through their stupidity. Hey folks, does the media have a right to dispense half-truths, fabricate stories, or outright lies? Of course not. This is simply taking place in your country, my friends, because the American people tolerate the state-run media. Every step of the way. Every story that comes out to the state-run media, broadcasted, friends, you can rest assured you're getting half-truths, fabrications, and outright lies. Again, it's what the people tolerate. That is until it hits their livelihood, and let me tell you what, friends, it does. Remember what Martin Luther King rightly stated? He said, an injustice done anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. Let me say it again. An injustice done anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. Does anybody really care about Zimmerman? Does anybody really care that we're now beginning to hear leaks of this coming directly from Obama's administration, that this is all his contrived work? Just like Fast and Furious and just like Benghazi. And we can go on and on with scandal after scandal after scandal. We know that this came directly from the DOJ because, again, Zimmerman was never under the media eye concerning this case until it got to the DOJ. And once it got to the DOJ, friends, attorney Eric Holder, who was a criminal himself, what's the first thing they did? They went back after and said, we need to make an issue out of this. And that's exactly what they're doing. But folks, when you look at Zimmerman, I got a question for you. Who's standing up for justice right now? Because you can look at Zimmerman all day long and just say, you know what? It doesn't really matter what happens to him because it has nothing to do with me. Oh, friends, it has everything in the world to do with you. Because if they'll do it to Zimmerman, that means that they'll also do it to you. An injustice done anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. How many different blows does the prosecution need to take before they finally figure out that they don't have a case? Now they're getting desperately, they're getting desperate is what they are. And what are they doing now? Well, let's get him for third degree manslaughter. What, for defending his own life? What is this justice, injustice system in America teaching the American people not to do? I can tell you, to defend yourself from those that do the attacking. And they've been at work doing this for the last 7 years, friends. I'm sorry, 5 years. Now, folks, I know that in America today, most people believe that the grace that the American church has been teaching, a license to go and use that grace as an occasion for the flesh, Galatians 5:13, is the right to break God's moral law. But in fact, that mindset stands in direct contradiction to its true definition. Grace isn't a cover-up, friends. It's an empowerment to overcome. And we need to keep in mind that the Holy Spirit's only going to bear witness to that truth. And he's going to quicken those that are dead in trespasses and in sins. And by the way, that's why people do not understand the church. To he who hath the Son hath life. To he who hath the Son hath life. Those that are crucified with Christ, those that suffer with Christ, those that believe on the name of the Lord, rest assured, friends, the Holy Ghost will bear witness to you, and you'll begin to understand the life of the Spirit. But not until then. So the grace of God, my friends, is there to empower you to overcome. I said this at a meeting not too long ago. I said to the professed church, the 78th percentile that was in the room, right? I said to them, and I asked them the question, how is it that you talk much of grace, but you're succumbing to the spirit of the world? Because Scripture says where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. I see the sin abounding and not the grace abounding. So where's the grace? Well, grace just happens. Does it? We're saved by grace through faith, and that not of ourselves. And by the way, it's not our hold of God that makes us saved. It's his hold of us. And we respond to that grip, do we not? But grace, again, my friends, is not a cover-up. It's an empowerment to overcome your sin. And who attacks those that understand real grace more than those that do not? I can tell you, those that crucified Christ. You know, it's like going back over to the government. And by the way, friends, herein comes in the word, the counterfeit to real grace, licentiousness. Remember what I said at the very beginning? Fisher Ames, architect of the First Amendment, by the way, along with George Washington, he said the known propensity of a democracy is to licentiousness, which the ignorant believe to be liberty. Just hang on with me. You hear this constitutional scholar from the White House. By the way, nobody knows him over at Cambridge. He's busted again, uncovered again. There's nothing covered that shall not be revealed, nothing hid that shall not be made known. There he's being exposed again, friends, but the American people, let him do it. They stand down. Nobody's talking about it. Just watched some video yesterday about him admitting that he's from Kenya. He's not from America. Everybody knew this. We've heard his wife say it. We've seen filming him over in Kenya. Everybody knew who he was. We've seen Muslim Brotherhood get together with him and tell the American people that he's Muslim. And yet the American people are still trying to figure out what's going on. This constitutional scholar failed to read Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution of the United States. He's the guy that keeps inundating the American people with the fact that we're a democracy. No, we're not. Just hang on a second.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day.
Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Everything out, because usually I'm jam packing 100 things into an hour, and I just kind of want to slow my roll today. Fisher Ames, architect of the First Amendment. The known propensity of a democracy is to licentiousness, counterfeit to real grace, friends. Remember what I was just talking about right before the break, that this constitutional scholar in the White House, this criminal, is inundating the American people with the fact that we're a democracy? Has anybody taken the time to read Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution of the United States? This is a constitutional scholar. Remember what I said earlier? If you tell a lie big enough and keep repeating it, people will eventually come to believe it. Folks, 7 out of 10 people, when you're walking on the street, if you ask them for a democracy or a republic, they'll say we're a democracy. It's like, where'd you hear that from? Well, I heard it from George Bush Sr. I heard it from Bill Clinton. I heard it from George W. Bush. I heard it from this criminal that's now presently in the White House. Yeah, but guys, guess what? We're not a democracy. So the known propensity of a democracy. So Fisher Ames, the architect of the First Amendment, wasn't talking about the United States of America. He was saying to beware of a democracy in which we are not. And isn't it interesting that he actually correlated the words democracy to licentiousness? Yes, it is. Because we are a republic. When you get some time, friends, go to Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution of the United States, and you will see that we have been given a constitutional republic. So now I exposed the fact that we're not a democracy, and I've exposed the fact that we are a republic. I've exposed the fact that licentiousness is only counterfeit to real grace, which overcomes. And why does real grace overcome? Because we see the price paid. And what does real grace do? It magnifies the law, God's moral law, Romans 3:30. Do we make void the law? No, we establish the law through faith. Amen. Got that out of the way. So America stands back and wonders why, after exposing the church, false grace, America stands back and wonders why their government acts in a fashion that it does, as to believe that government has some mysterious freedom to break the laws of our republic. They don't have the right to break the law, friends. After that, it's a natural course, and the natural course will take its natural course. And what's its natural course? It's to trickle over into the realm of the media. A media that proclaims half-truths, fabrications, and straight-up lies. Again, as if to say that freedom of speech is now a right to break the law. Remember how we were talking about Zimmerman? Remember how we were talking about Hitler? Promulgating lies, broadcasting lies, proclaiming lies. Have you noticed in today's society that equality also, friends, I love this, is talked much of. Have you noticed that equality is talked much of? It's talked much about. If I get a little old English on you, forgive me. Actually, don't forgive me. I love it. Learn old English. I just asked you, have you noticed in today's society that equality is talked much of? But where is the reference to the law, the Constitution, without making reference to the Creator? See, everybody wants equality. Equality according to what? Hey, folks, civil rights are at war with rights that we receive from our Creator. Don't forget that. Civil rights mean those, they're, again, counterfeit. Civil rights, if you go back to the Civil Rights Movement, by the way, back in the 60s, that was an issue of law, friends. Martin Luther King made reference to the Declaration of Independence when he said, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal under what? The law." That they are endowed by who? By their Creator with certain unalienable rights. Rights by, given by, from our Creator. That among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Thomas Jefferson said this. So again, let me go back. Have you noticed in today's society that equality is talked much of? Yes, without making reference to the right giver. And what happens when you don't enforce or exercise the rights that God has given to you? Well, then the government comes in and they usurp their authority. You know, isn't it interesting? I mean, you're seeing all this. I'm just going off on a little bunny trail right now, friends. Isn't it interesting that you hear from these uneducated socialists in America, communists, criminals, because that's what they are. How when you talk about Jesus Christ, it's lines between church and state, lines between church and state. That is until they violate their own lie. Lines between church and state is nowhere in the Constitution, in the Bill of Rights, or in any founding document, friends. But you continuously hear. But again, if you tell a lie big enough and keep repeating it, people will eventually come to believe it. That came from the ACLU. Lines between church and state is in Article 52. But America believes that. Why? Because they didn't take time to make reference to the Constitution, because they can't find it there, or the Bill of Rights, because they can't find it there, or the Declaration of Independence, you can't find it there. Just going along. Hey, folks, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And if you're good with that, that's why you're losing your country. Our rights came from our Creator. And by the way, one more point concerning the ACLU and lines between church and state. It is found in Article 52 of the USSR. It's communism. And the founder of the ACLU, Roger Baldwin, said that the end of the ACLU is communism. Just thought I was, hey, as the young people say, just saying. Back to equality. Equality under what? Law! Law's never made, folks, reference is never made to law. By the way, this is what I talk about when I'm talking about your conservatives all the time. They never make reference to the law or the Constitution. If they do, they omit it in context. That should concern everybody in this country. For the third time, that's why your backs are up against the wall. That's why you've been painted into a corner. Because you haven't taken the time to see those blood-bought documents that hundreds of thousands of men and women fought, bled, and died to give you. Folks, when you read the Declaration of Independence, you can see that our rights are derived from our Creator, and nowhere can you find our Creator advocate the right to break His law, Exodus 20. Let me say that again. When you read the Declaration of Independence, you can see that our rights are derived from our Creator, the lawgiver. And nowhere can you find our Creator advocate the right to break His laws, Exodus 20. Nowhere. Therefore, freedom is not the right to do whatever you want to do, but that which is right before God to do. Now, folks, this was posted yesterday on WND, 39 other outlets nationwide, this article. And, of course, you're going to get some fool who knows nothing of his foundations, nothing of the documentation, nothing of the history of his own country. You know, he had to step up to the plate and say, you know, this is the same thing that the jihadists say. Freedom is not the right to do whatever we want to do, but that which is right before God to do. Now, I don't see Christians walking around saying, kill them if they don't believe in Jesus Christ. I do see Christians walking around saying, repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. I don't see the Spirit of Christ advocating or operating through totalitarianism in any sense of the word. He comes to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment only to show you your sin before a just and a holy God. And then what does he do after that? He teaches you the law. He shows you his love for the people by showing you that it was the Father, which is in heaven, who sent His Son to die for the sins of the world. What other God has ever done that? Ooh, that one's heavy, friends. The audacity of stupid people, friends. They speak out of both sides of their mouth. They understand nothing. And by the way, that is a new world order mentality, is to get people to believe that Christianity is the same as Muslims, when in fact it is just the contrary. Muslims say, kill the infidel. Jesus Christ said, preach the law of God to show them their sins before a just and a holy law. And then I can hear Christ saying in scriptures, show them that I died for the sins of the world, that it's my blood that is the propitiation of the sins of the world, to show them how much I love them. See, the cross of Jesus Christ, my friends, is an exemplification of how much God hates sin and how much God loves man. The cross of Jesus Christ on Calvary, there's an anointing, my friends, that breaks the yoke of bondage. Is an exemplification, an example to show you how much God hates sin and how much He loves mankind. The Bible says that He laid the iniquity of us all upon His Son. And then He said, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Can't get away from it, can we? Folks, freedom is not the right to do whatever we want to do, but that which is right before God to do. I'm going to take a quick break. I'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hey, everyone. This is Jake, the other guy, with the Sons of Liberty. And we are sponsoring a 12-week constitutional course beginning Thursday, August 22nd, 2013. The location will be the Sons of Liberty headquarters in Minnesota and available by webinar. The cost is $150 per person and $30 each additional family member, and the value is priceless. Contact us at 866-233-0747 or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, click on the constitutional course.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Join us in Joshua Tree, California, August 9th through 11th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature films, panels, lectures, workshops, and fieldwork with leading experts, including Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Graham Hancock, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Laura Eisenhower, Jason Martell, David Wilcock, Doc Wallace, David Zareda, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. The conference will coincide with the Perseid Meteor Shower, and the Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Enter to win a free ticket at contactinthedesert.com. We look forward to seeing you in Joshua Tree in August for a serious look at mounting evidence that we are not alone. For more information, go to contactinthedesert.com or call 760-365-8371. There may be a hidden danger lurking in our homes, and without the right equipment, you'll never know it's there. Maser instruments detect all forms of nuclear radiation, including alpha, beta, gamma, and x-rays, and are always on, just like your smoke alarm. Detecting, measuring, and monitoring nuclear radiation. Made in America. Laboratory grade and EMP resistant. If you can't reliably measure nuclear radiation, you're not fully prepared. But now you can be at MaserInstruments.com. Spelled M-A-Z-U-R, Instruments.com.
Raising your own chickens for food is great, but how will you get them ready for the dinner table? Do it the fast and easy way with a power plucker from PowerPlucker.com. The power plucker is a simple attachment that works with a power drill and removes feathers in a flash. Whether you're a homesteader or a bird hunter, you'll save time and money, and we guarantee you'll love it. Order right now at PowerPlucker.com and receive free shipping. PowerPlucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Last segment, 1-877-807-9977. Folks, isn't that interesting? I'm glad I got off onto that topic. Isn't it interesting? I posted a text art yesterday. It was a picture of myself, and it had right next to it, freedom is not the right to do whatever we want to do. It is not, friends. That's licentiousness. But that which is right before God to do. Freedom is not the right to do whatever we want to do, but that which is right before God to do. If we see the price of our freedoms, what would be within us to do the wrong thing in the first place? Most people have a little common sense in understanding this, but let me just bring it right to the heart. What would you think of me if I said, let's go to Arlington Cemetery and let's desecrate the memories of them that fought, bled, and died, magnifying the laws of our Constitution against tyranny who lost their lives in the process to ensure our freedoms? What would you say to me? It's no big deal. Let's take a can of spray paint and spray their headstones. Let's allow a commie, Muslim, criminal to preside in the White House for 5 years. When in fact a lot of those men and women fought, bled, and died fighting the same tyranny that put them 6 feet under the ground that you, America, are tolerating. That is called desecration, my friends. But I'm talking about freedom right now. What would you think of me if I said, so what? What if I seen a couple boys coming back from foreign wars into Arlington, their families around the body, during a funeral, and I went over there and I started spitting on his coffin, what would you say to me, friends? Do I have the freedom to do that? What would you think of me if I was an atheist and realized that someone sacrificed their sons and their daughters, and I said, I still have the freedom to go take those Christian crosses away from their headstones. I don't want them there. I don't like it. It offends me. That's what is happening. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his son to die for us to be the propitiation for our sins. If we see Christ evidently sent forth and crucified before our eyes, are we just going to stand back and say, hey, thanks, God, appreciate it. I'm going to go live my way. I'm going to do what I want to do. But I still, well, at least what I've been taught today, the pastor said, grace, just, you know, you can go ahead and do whatever you want to do. You might want to read Isaiah 30 about that false covering. When God says, you're none of mine. If somebody died for me, I live unto what they died for. By the way, that is real honor. Not only is that respect and gratitude, that is real honor. God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us, the guilty, the sinners. And when I see that and I begin to understand that, there's nothing within me by the Holy Ghost that would want to violate that or disrespect that. Or desecrate that. That was for me. That's my gift. That is the pearl to the church. The same way the veterans are in the natural to our freedoms. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man laid down his life for his friends. What happened to that love, friends? Let me correlate everything from the beginning of the hour to now. George Zimmerman is sitting over there in Florida in the courtroom being accused by only the media and a few black folks that don't have enough common sense not to understand that you're to do unto others as you would have them do unto you, because to them it's a charade, it's a game, it's funny. And you got to ask yourself, who is the racist? Trying to make a Mexican into a white man, and they see the state-run media lie and fabricate, and they sit there and they keep pointing the accusatorial finger at George Zimmerman for defending himself against one that tried to take his life? And the American people are sitting back, well, hey, friends, guess what? At least you have something to talk about today. Oh, they're going to give it to Zimmerman. We know he's innocent, but let him go. Yep, that's exactly what Jesus said when he was on the way to the cross. And the women were crying for him, and Jesus looked at them and said, don't cry for me. You are allowing them to put the light out. You are allowing them to crucify the truth. He said, cry for you and your children. Martin Luther King Jr. again said, an injustice done anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. The American people, in unison, should be standing by this individual who is innocent, who defended himself, but are you going to let it go? Turned on the radio for about 2 minutes yesterday. I don't even listen to it anymore, friends, and I'm talking about the conservatives of the day. Just talking about how they're going to hang Zimmerman. Well, then who's the racist? Who's lynching who? Zimmerman's got the facts on his side that will exonerate him. But the American people, they're sitting around talking, hey, friends, the conservatives are sitting around debating if they're going to hang him or not. I wonder if they would allow their son or their daughter to be hung for defending himself. Hey, folks, when the crucifixion took place, Jesus warned them before it took place. He said, if they'll do this, and a green tree, what will they do in a dry tree? This is taking place in the face of the American people. And it's there to pervert justice and judgment in the eyes of the people. And the only way that that's going to take place, friends, is if you allow it. He is only guilty as lied about, friends. Not guilty as charged. Because prosecution, as you all well know, friends, has nothing to back up their accusations with. Well, he was black. Great. Zimmerman's Mexican. Great. I'm white. So what? All nations are one blood. Who's the racist? Huh? I'm sick and tired of it. The American people should put a stop to this. The state-run media does not have the right to lie, and they've lied, and they've lied, and they've lied, and the American people let them do it. Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us. We ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. What happened to that love? Christ also hath loved us and hath given himself for us an offering. Ephesians 5:2. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Where is that love? Man, I wouldn't want to be George Zimmerman. I can tell you that right now. I'd want to see the American people rally together because they know that this administration, by the way, does have a hand in this case, which in fact they are attempting to incite domestic insurrection. Hey, folks, I've been telling you this for a long time. This administration is trying to create the right crisis. Hegelian dialectic. Hegelian dialectic means, folks, they create the problem and then they bring in the answer. It's exactly what they're attempting to do right now. And by the way, some people will say in part that they understand this. Well, if you think that there's a little leaven in the whole lump, then guess what? Get rid of the little leaven. And in this particular case, you know that the media is lying. Well, that little lie is, what is it doing? It's dividing the people. Well, tell the truth and snuff out the lie. Remember what William Cullen Bryant rightly said? He said, truth crushed to the earth will rise again. Truth crushed to the earth will rise again. And friends, it needs to rise today. And this show isn't about just exonerating. It's exonerating the truth. It's magnifying the laws unto judgment so we can have righteousness and light and peace for our posterity. And if someone is as innocent as can be, is on trial for a crime that he did not commit, then I say the American people need to stand up for their brother who's being accused of a crime from a criminal administration. I mean, the first sheriff that was involved in this, he said there was nothing to charge Zimmerman with. Nope, not until it got to criminal Attorney General Eric Holder. Then and only then did we start to get to this point. And now they're making a circus out of it. See, but America, what you need to understand that they're making a circus out of is your freedoms. You have Bradley at the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. I love you by what I do, 1 John 3:18. Let's stick to the word. We follow Christ. We will win the day. We're made more than conquerors through him that loved us. And I will talk to you in 23 for 2 hours. In 23 hours, you'll have me for 2 hours. sonsoflibertyradio.com. See you.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.